Blog Talk Radio.
Game.
Radio for the mobility community. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And we are sponsored by S&M Moving System, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918. K-Move's going to have a party for movers and shakers fans of K-Move Radio.
Yes, and a party it will be, as we'll be going to Lisa Fisher's concert. She is an amazing R&B vocalist and songwriter as well.
And when will the parties be, Lorraine?
Well, we have two parties, actually. One on April the 8th in Santa Cruz.
At the Rio in Santa Cruz.
Yes. And April the 9th. And where is that one at?
That's going to be at Yoshi's in Oakland, which is in Jack London Square. Yeah, I've never been there, so I'm excited about that. Back-to-back parties for movers and shakers of K-Move Radio.
Good. I'll get my party hat ready.
Yeah. Join us today in the K-Move studio in beautiful downtown Fremont is...
Nate Johnson.
Yes, the number one fan of Lisa Fisher is with us today.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to K-Move.
Thank you. I've never gotten the number one fan title before, so I'm very excited that this has come with an award.
Yes, so we're going to make up a little trophy for you.
Thank you. I would happily accept it.
In fact, we're going to see you in Oakland, and we may even have a K-Move shirt for you.
Oh, my goodness. I love prizes, so
yes.
I'm very excited about that.
There's not many K-Move shirts out there, so it'll be a collectible. We'll be sure we get that to you.
Very good. I'm very excited to receive it.
Okay, good.
Great. Clay, how did you and Nate meet?
Well, actually, we haven't really met until just now. We met on Facebook, right, Nate?
Yes, we did. You gotta love Facebook.
Yeah, so what we have in common is we're both huge fans of Lisa Fisher. Nate is involved with three or four different sites, so you can follow Lisa Fisher. Can you share with us what sites Lisa Fisher fans should be following, Nate?
Sure. I would say the first site that you should check out is her official music page. It's lisafishermusic.com.
Okay.
So that gives you all of your upcoming gigs that are coming, so you can go see her and enjoy her in person, which is fantastic. And I would also suggest that you check her out on Twitter and on Facebook. And, of course, on Twitter, make sure it's Lisa Fisher Sing, not just Lisa Fisher, because apparently there is another Lisa Fisher on Twitter who always seems to get Lisa Fisher fans.
Oh,
wow.
Yes, and it's not her.
Wow.
Well, I'll make sure I'll have all this information on our kmove.biz site as well, so no one gets confused on where to go to follow Lisa Fisher.
Right. We'll put it on our Facebook,
Absolutely.
Too.
Yes, on Facebook page as well. So, Nate, when you're not following Lisa, what do you do for a living?
Well, believe it or not, nothing quite as exciting. I actually am a clinical researcher, believe it or not, which definitely helps with, you know, keeping track of all of her upcoming dates. I'm totally a type A personality, very organized, so it helps to do that in my personal life as well as my professional life.
Wow, that's great.
And where are you?
Okay. I'm in North Carolina in the Research Triangle Park.
Oh, good. S&M Moving Systems moves a lot of people in and out of there. We know that area well.
Oh, yeah. We are hustle and bustle around here.
So you and I exchanged some messages on Facebook about favorite songs and stuff, and you turned me on to one of the songs that Lisa Fisher did with Teddy Pendergrass. So I want to thank you right here on K-Move Radio in front of all the listeners for this song, because now we have a new K-Move theme song. I'm going to play that for us here.
There we go. Okay. Okay, great. So this is K-Move Radio's new theme song.
Here's our new theme song for our K-Move listeners. This is Teddy Pendergrass singing with Lisa Fisher.
Ooh.
Any minute now.
Oh. It's very catchy.
We love the words. In a previous show.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you sing, Nish?
Oh, no, only for myself. I don't want to hurt anybody else's ears.
Yeah, I've been, my voice has gotten me kicked out of some of the finest churches in America.
Oh, my God.
So I guess we won't sing along, but we just love the words of this, because it's kind of what we're about, you know, that you can do anything you want. You can do it if you try, right? We just love that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an absolutely it's a fantastic song, and believe it or not, I was listening to that song earlier this morning because I actually have it. I'm a vinyl collector.
Wow.
So I actually have that single on vinyl, the original single.
Oh, wow, way to go. We're going to take a quick break right here, but don't move away. We're going to be right back with Nace Johnson, number one fan of Lisa Fisher. And we're going to learn more about the awards that Lisa Fisher has won, Oscar and Grammys. Don't move away.
Hi, this is Belinda Parrish, International Move Coordinator with S&M Moving Systems, and you are listening to K-Move, talk radio for the mobility community.
Okay, welcome back from the break. And again, we're here with Nace Johnson. And Nace, we heard that Lisa Fisher won an Oscar and two Grammys. Can you tell us a little bit more about those?
Lisa appeared in the 20 Feet from Stardom documentary, which actually brought her to the attention of a lot of people. And the documentary actually won an Oscar, and they also just won a Grammy in February, which is really exciting.
Wow, that's great. The song that won the Grammy was one of my favorites from way back. It's called How Can I Ease the Pain? So we want to play that just a little bit right now for our audience. This is from her solo album. This is the one that actually she tied for the Grammy. Is that right, Nash?
She did with Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, with Patti LaBelle. So a pretty good company.
It is.
Yeah. Before I turn this song on, I just want to quickly add, I don't know if you've seen it, Nash, but there's a YouTube video of it's called The 10 Greatest Singers Ever. And it has everybody on, Mariah Carey, Beyonce, et cetera, et cetera, the top 10, and you can see them singing. And number two is our Lisa Fisher.
Wow.
The only one that beat her out was Whitney Houston.
Lisa is an incredibly gifted and talented vocalist and performer, so I think she deserves that number one title.
I totally agree with you. They were already becoming very best friends.
I know. I pretty much could be like her attorney or like her lead publicist or something.
You'd be great at it, by
the way. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So I'm going to play a little bit now of the song that won her the award, which is just an incredible song. And it's called How Can I Ease the Pain? And it's actually off her album called Intense.
So Intense.
Which is also a great song. So here is How Can I Ease the Pain by Lisa Fisher.
Voice sounds so sultry.
I know.
Wow.
This is an incredibly great album. I own this album.
Oh,
yeah, I did. And I don't know where it is now, but this album was the kind of an album that the people who thought they were music connoisseurs knew about. And there was always this was an era when there's a lot of great female singers. But those of us that thought we were the real connoisseurs, almost like an underground movement, said, yeah, but have you heard of Lisa Fisher? Mm-hmm. So you really don't know if you knew about Lisa Fisher.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that is
other people may have gotten more notoriety, but those of us that thought we were experts thought Lisa Fisher was the best, and this was the album.
Yeah,
it's an incredible album. I actually had multiple copies of it myself on vinyl, on CD, you name it, I have it.
Well, this pretty much goes right into my next question for you, Nash. Do you have a favorite Lisa Fisher song?
Well, you know, I actually do. Although it's very unconventional, and most people have probably never heard of it, she did a song with Lee Ridenour called Baltimore way back in 1998, I think it was. And I absolutely love song. I played on repeat.
The song that you and I exchanged back and forth, and I thought, you kind of surprised me, I thought you were going to say whether or not the world gets better.
Oh, she sang that with Luther Vandross. It's actually one of my favorite songs. It's from his album called Your Secret Love, and it's an incredibly beautiful duet between the two of them. I absolutely love it. Every time I hear it, I just... so all warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, you know, and his voice is so smooth. I was thinking of in today's world where things get crazy and confusing, that I think we need more, a little bit more of Luther in our lives to just kind of smooth things out. I'm going to play a little bit of this song for us here of whether or not the world gets better, because it really features Lisa's voice in here. That's just it's.
It sounds like me.
You can hit that note anytime.
Oh, yeah. Just anytime you feel like it, Lorraine.
Especially with my little sore throat and my cold.
Yeah.
I think it'll be just perfect.
Here she goes.
We can all do that in the shower. We can all get that note in the shower, I'm sure.
So this is our chance for all of us to sing along with Lisa Fisher.
You'll be standing alone in this one.
You got one and two and no?
No.
So, this is a fabulous song. I mean, do you know, Nash, if she's ever done this solo in one of her concerts?
I do not believe, I haven't seen her do this song.
Okay.
No.
I think they should bring it back. I think it'd be a big hit again.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, and I found that a lot of people have never heard it before, which is surprising to me. It's actually been one of my favorite songs since it came out.
I will be honest, I haven't heard it before. And then when Clay played it for me, I thought it was just beautiful. You don't hear a lot of songs like that now.
Yeah, I sound like my dad, don't I, when I say, they don't make songs like that anymore.
Well, I agree with you.
We're going to take another quick little break here for a few seconds, and then we're going to be back, and Nancy's going to talk to us a little bit about the backup band that Lisa has that we're going to hear in Oakland and in Santa Cruz for our party for Movers and Shakers for KMOV Radio. So don't move away.
Good morning. This is Vincent with S&M Moving Systems. I am the operations manager here. You are listening to KMOV, making global mobility a personal community.
Okay, we are back with Nash. And she's going to talk to us about Lisa's backup band.
How do you pronounce her name?
Yes. Well, you know, it's very French, so you have to put your French hat on. Are you guys ready?
Well, Lorraine is.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Okay, go for it.
Grand Baton.
Okay, I will not repeat that. I'll mess it up. We'll have Nash say that.
Nash, nice. That was very good, Nash.
Thank you.
What do you know about the band?
The band actually consists of three incredible musicians. The musical director is J.C. Mayan. So there you go, another French name.
Wow. This radio business is harder than I thought.
We also have Aiden Carroll. He does bass, standing bass, and the electric debate bass. And you also have Thierry Arpino.
Who's
on drums?
Wow. Do you happen to know the story of how Lisa found this band?
You know what? I do not know that story.
Okay.
I am waiting to get it, however. But, you know, I know it's in so many shows that at some point someone's going to have to tell me.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you been to Yoshi's at Jacqueline Square, Nash?
I have not. But, you know, I actually used to live in the Bay Area for 6 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
And I never made it to Yoshi's. So I was actually really excited when I found out that Lisa was coming, because one of the things I used to tell folks, I'm like, she would be so great at Yoshi's. So when it popped up, I was like, I have to get on the plane and go.
Great.
So, I did notice on Facebook that you went to Palo Alto University.
I am actually getting my master's degree at Palo Alto University right now.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I went to a high school in Palo Alto, Keble High School.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you know, Palo Alto University, they work pretty extensively with Stanford University as well, and I actually used to work at Stanford University as well.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to do a shout-out to a friend that you might know. So I want to thank a couple of my high school friends for turning me on to this type of music when I was real young. One was Ernie Reyes, and Ernie and I founded the Dubonnets together. But he also, when I was in 7th and 8th grade, turned me on to James Brown and Otis Redding and people like that. And the other one is Lakeba Pittman. Do you know her?
I do not.
So she has a book on Amazon. So everybody should go get Lakeba Pittman's book called Breadcrumbs for the Soul. Breadcrumbs for the Soul. It's a fabulous book that she wrote with poetry. Someday I have to introduce you to her. In fact, she'll be in Oakland maybe. You might be able to do it then.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I love meeting new people.
Yeah, so Lakeba was my high school dream girl. And she's she sang in a band called The Legends, and she's awesome. So I owe a thank you to Lakeba and to Ernie for turning me on to this music when I was a very young fellow.
Well, I hope they're going to listen to the show.
They better be. So the other question I want to ask you about Yoshi's, and I just saw this, Nation. You know, she's going to be at Yoshi's Thursday, Friday, and they added a Saturday show, and we think we're going to take some credit here at KMOO because we bought most of the tickets for Thursday.
Yay!
Yeah,
we
have over 20 over 20 tickets.
So besides April 8th and 9th and 10th and 11th, do you have any other upcoming concerts?
Well, you know, I'm going to be a very busy, busy bee. I actually have quite a few upcoming concerts that I'm going to be attending. The first one is going to be in Boston. And then, of course, I'm going to Oakland and then Chicago, back to New York City, then out to L.A., and then she's coming here to North Carolina. So I'm going to be very, very busy.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
You are the number one fan.
I am. I do. I actually told Lisa once that I really believe that we needed to develop some type of Lisa Fisher reward point so I can redeem it for, you know, cups of coffee maybe, you know, something.
But you can tell her that you're going to get a KMOO t-shirt. You at least get a Lisa Fisher t-shirt.
Exactly. Do something. But actually, the reward of actually seeing her perform live on stage time after time is reward enough for me. I absolutely adore it. It never gets old for me. And she's such an incredible human being. Just being in her presence is enough.
And you shared with us earlier that she has something to do with your name being Naish, right?
Well, actually, Naish is an abbreviation of my whole name, but Lisa was the person who started to put the emphasis on the long A in my name to make sure that everyone was saying my name correctly. You know, she totally did the mama bear thing, and I really appreciate her for that, because now that's what I do. I let people know how to pronounce my name. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, a shout out for Lisa.
Yes, absolutely.
As we conclude here, and before we let you go, we're going to have a contest to give away tickets.
Yay!
Yeah. And so the contest is going to be something that was in this show. So people are going to have to listen to the show. The question will be, what is a new theme song for KMOO Radio?
So they
know that.
I know.
Yes, you do. And we're going to have a drawing, and we're going to give away all the tickets we have. And we're going to have a big party for Movers and Shakers.
Right. And the tickets are going to be
given
away.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to give them away on Facebook, right?
Right. Is it for the April 9th show only? Or?
Yeah, we have some for April 8th as well in Santa Cruz.
Perfect. So we'll do April 8th and 9th show for ticket giveaway. That'll be great.
You unable to come in for the Santa Cruz show, Nash?
Well, I can't come in for the Santa Cruz show, but I will definitely be there for the Oakland show on the 9th.
We have two tickets for you because you're the first one to know the answer to our question.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, but, I can't wait to meet you in
really
person.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, it would be great.
Yes, as well. I'm actually very excited to attend the Yoshi shows because, believe it or not, I'm going to come up on a milestone. On the Saturday, the last show on Saturday, will be the 20th separate performance that I have seen Lisa Fisher perform.
Wow.
So I'm actually really excited. Number 20.
Number 20. That should be an award. We're going to, yeah. Well, congratulations. This will be our first. Even though I have seen her with the Stones before many times, I still, you know, that Gimme Shelter song still gives me chills when she comes out and steps up in front of the band and sings that Gimme Shelter part. And I actually even tested it because I've told people every time I hear that part of that Gimme Shelter song, I get chills.
Say bye, Lisa.
So I'll replay it again just to see if I'm telling the truth, and sure enough, I get the chills again.
No one sings it quite like Lisa.
Nobody.
At this point, I really don't want to hear anyone but her,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
And my friends and I
have... again, I might be slightly biased.
But I've had conversations with my friends who we all think we're rock and roll connoisseurs because, you know, we're raised in the Fillmore Auditorium and here in the Bay Area, which is, you know, a hub for great music. We think that Gimme Shelter with Lisa is the greatest rock and roll song ever. And if they were going to...
I agree.
Yeah. If they're going to send a rocket ship out in space with those little bits and pieces of our culture, then if they had one CD in that rocket ship that was rock and roll, it should be Gimme Shelter with Lisa Fisher.
Oh, see, you're starting to try to take over my number one fan title.
No, I'm honored to be number two.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, it's been
thank
fun.
You, Nash.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
What a gift you've been to K-Move Radio. Just delightful. So thanks again. And for our listeners, stay tuned for our contest. And God bless you all.